So our next short is Shrek the Halls, and I gotta be honest, like, you know, I think Scared Shrekless, I think, is more, you know, out of the specials for Shrek, I think is more the one well known, really, rather than Shrek the Halls, at least in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, now, to be fair, Shrek the Halls is its first Christmas special amongst the Shrek, you know, series, and also not the first time in which we've had a Shrek special. I mean, obviously, there's Shrek, Scared Shrekless, and then, of course, we had the Shrek 4D stuff, and as we mentioned last time, there was Donkey's Christmas Shrektacular, so, yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, because around this time, Shrek was the face of DreamWorks, and yeah, this came out in 2007, so this would have been shortly after the release of Shrek the Third.
Just the thing, you know, Shrek was, like, you know, the lesser project, you know, compared to, like, you know, projects like The Prince of Egypt and, like, some of the other big things that they have. And, you know, then Shrek basically became the phenomenon after, you know, Mike Myers and, you know, Eddie Murphy and, you know, Gary Diaz's performances as the main characters. And so I think, you know, the fact that, you know, they took this, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, they wanted more, like, more and more. Like, you know, then we got, like, Shrek the Whole Sketch, Shrekless, various other ones, even the, you know, the sequels as well, you know, that went all the way to, like, the fourth one. And then we're going to get a fifth one somewhere down the line, potentially, or maybe even a reboot. We're not too sure what's going on, but as of this podcast.
Right.
But, I mean, so anyway, Shrek the Halls. So, I mean, the main premise of it is that, I mean, Donkey keeps reminding Shrek that Christmas is coming. And, like, you know, he does it from year, you know, day after day after day after day. And finally, like, you know, the night before Christmas, effectively, that, you know, he reminds him that. And then, you know, he said, oh, hey, you know, I've got a whole thing planned. And then Fiona says, oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you have doing. And then he realizes that he's got nothing. So then he has to basically go on this epic journey to the store to, like, you know, figure out how enough to basically do Christmas. And he ends up in a bookstore, and they basically give him, like, what it basically is, Christmas for Idiots, effectively. Christmas for Village Idiots, I think it's basically called.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's basically booked on, like, you know, like, Books for Dummies, basically, if you're familiar with that series. So, he goes through it all and, you know, tries to basically put on the best Christmas that he possibly can within such short notice. And, you know, to be honest, I mean, like, for an ogre-esque kind of Christmas, I mean, like, he sort of kind of nails it, really, for him and his family. But there's a problem, though, is that there are more than people that are going to be involved in this party, which includes all of his friends, including Pinocchio, the three little pigs, you know, Donkey himself, various other people who eventually, you know, transform the Christmas and, you know, make it into something that Shrek didn't originally, you know, look at and also wanted to make special for himself. So, obviously, you can probably imagine, like, you know, all of the plans go awry, everyone starts, like, you know, going crazy, everyone has, like, a massive fallout, or, like, because, you know, where everyone wants to tell, like, their own version of the Christmas story. And, you know, but the thing is that the one thing I found really strange is that Fiona and the babies decided, oh, no, well, we're going to go look for our friends. And, like, which I thought, you know, given the fact that Fiona at the very beginning of the special said, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to a family Christmas, but then says, oh, hang on a second, our family are also, like, you know, sorry, our friends are also, like, part of our family, too.
I mean, to be fair, they have been throughout the course of the entire series. I mean, you have to remember there was the first three Shrek movies. Shrek Forever After didn't happen. So, yeah, I mean, we essentially have the first Shrek movie where the characters were brought in, but, again, they were kind of like drifters who were being kicked away by Lord Farquaad, and then eventually they started becoming friends around Shrek 2, and then Shrek the Third, in which they had this really close relationship with one another. So, I guess you could say that even though that they are this rambunctious group of fairy tale characters, they have become a really interesting, unconventional, yet loving, supporting family.
I guess so, like, you know, but in, you know, in the eyes of the audience, probably you and I probably would consider them that. I mean, would Shrek ever, like, consider them that? I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, there's part of me that sort of sides with Shrek a little bit to say, look, I just want to have, like, a quiet family Christmas, and, like, you know, doesn't, I mean, given the fact that, you know, he's the father of the household, doesn't his opinion mean anything?
Yeah,
you know,
I guess that's true.
I guess maybe Fiona, you know, probably has different ideas, but maybe that's probably Shrek's flaw for, like, saying, oh, well, what type of Christmas do you have? And also basically putting it off to the last minute, basically, to organize it.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
he's not taking into account everybody else in all of this.
Exactly, yeah, and he said that this was going to be, like, a major surprise for Fiona and the kids, so, you know, for Fiona, she wants to have this elaborate Christmas party to spend with her friends and family, so when Shrek basically just kicks them all out, saying, you're not welcome here, Fiona feels really heartbroken by this, saying, no, this is our family, we need to be able to be alongside them, and I guess for Shrek, this is his literal first Christmas that he ever had, because...
You know what, actually, that's the thing that actually, you know, I actually forgot about this. Like, because, you know, Shrek's had a really bad upbringing, basically. Like, you know, and you get to hear more about it, like, in the third movie, effectively. And so, you know, when you've basically gone... Here's the thing. I think once you've gone through all of that and then you realize that, you know, okay, of course this is going to be Shrek's first Christmas, because, like, you know, he's never really had a Christmas.
No.
So he doesn't really know what to do. In fact, he never even thought that he'd even have, you know, a wife and kids, let alone anything else. He just thought he'd be on his own for the rest of his life.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, I mean, like, so, you know, the great thing about this is that I think they got the chemistry of this exactly right, I think, in regards to a Christmas special, because you got Shrek, who's panicking at the end of Christmas, and you know, he's never had a Christmas of his own, and now he finally gets one, and but then he realizes that he's not really thought about the fact that, you know, Fiona might have her own ideas about what the Christmas needs to be, and Shrek learns a lesson from it, effectively. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so I will imagine the next Christmas that he hopefully has, that's, you know, he's not going to leave it all to the last minute. And yeah, and that's next time he has a Christmas, he's actually going to be able to listen to other people's opinions on it.
Yeah, exactly, because he'll have a better understanding on what Christmas preparations that he needs to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, in regards to, like, this particular special, I mean, like, I think it's a good special.
I agree. Yeah. I think that with Shrek, they're able to have a lot of interesting stories that they can be able to play around with, while at the same time, stick to the original characters, their personalities, their quirks, and what they can be able to do to make an interesting twist on what would be everyday modern contemporary life. I mean, you even have, like, the villagers rushing around trying to gather up all the last minute things like groceries and presents, and what is essentially like a bookstore that's open and basically just has this book for village idiots, and then Shrek has to rely on that so that he can be able to put together a great Christmas.
Yeah,
and
to be honest with you though, like, you know, I mean, that kind of thing, like, we've seen Christmas specials that I've done that all the time, like, you know, gotta get the last Christmas gift, like, you know, like, remember when you know, in Arnold's Christmas, when, like, you know, he had to get, like, do all the Christmas shopping for, like, you know, the guy at the records, you know, and the fact that, you know, he's going, like, trying to look around for a nice Christmas money snow boots.
Yep.
And you know, he's been, you know, on the night of, you know, before Christmas, effectively, you know, and so, you know, like, they, you know, the specials have done this before, where, like, oh my god, gotta get the last minute, like, you know, preparations for Christmas. So this isn't anything new, but I think the, you know, that aside, I think the idea that Shrek's never had a Christmas before, the idea that, you know, he's gonna try and organize all this for, like, his family, the fact that you know, he's now learned a lesson that, you know, he should you know, incorporate everyone else's opinions before taking it upon himself to, like, you know, organize Christmas for everybody. I think, you know, those aspects, I think, of the story, I think, are probably, you know, the best parts of it, I think.
I do agree.
Shrek the Halls.
Shrek the Halls. Fa la 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 la.